secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears will face all our fears.
Welcome back to another amazing episode of In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So today, as our very special guest, we have the one and only Charlotte Parsons. Do you want to say anything?
Hey!
I first want to ask you a question. Have you ever listened to our radio show before?
No, never. I didn't know it existed until like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So, here we are.
Fake fan.
Really fake fan. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Really teaches you anything that, you know, you too could be on the show. Anybody could, you know.
Even me.
Even Charlotte.
If I can get on the show,
but
anyone could.
So you don't support your friends. Like, that's...
Wow.
That's something that...
Yeah.
You don't do.
No, it's too time consuming. Sorry,
wow.
Guys.
Wow. Thank you to all our viewers right now that are listening in.
Exactly. The true people.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte, you just came from your work. Do you want to talk about where you work a little bit?
Okay, so I'm actually currently employed at the Life Alive in Harvard Square. It is quite an establishment. It's actually like way more corporate than I anticipated. I mean, that was kind of dumb of me to like not go into it with that expectation, but it's like low-key hella corporate, and I am the worst employee. I haven't been there in a month and a half. I just, the other week, I told them that I tested positive for COVID.
So you're a liar.
Yes.
So you think lying's okay?
It's okay in the right circumstances. When you need to protect yourself, like when you don't want to show up to Life Alive.
What were you protecting?
My peace, my happiness, my sanity. Sometimes the 6-hour shift at Life Alive just doesn't hit.
Do you yearn for the sink?
Do I yearn for the sink?
Yes.
I actually applied there like so I transferred here.
Transfer.
Yeah. Trigger warning. Transfer. And so it was like my first week at Tufts, and I was like talking to somebody. I was like, oh, I need to get a job. And they were like, oh, like, what do you want to do? I was like, well, I was a barista over the summer, so I'll probably just like find something to continue that here. They were like, oh, you should apply to the sink. And then I did not really know what the sink was. I kind of thought it was like a legitimate job.
So it's not
a legitimate job.
Well, it's a legitimate job plus like you need like aesthetic. Like, I didn't apply for the aesthetic of the sink, and I was not prepared for that. So, yeah. Safe to say I did not get an interview. But I don't think I would apply now. I don't think I would... I don't think I match their freak well enough.
What's their freak? What'd you say? What
I was just talking about this with somebody. Loki might have been you. It was, like indie, disheveled.
Oh, so you think you're more put together than the people who
I actually am striving for a clean girl aesthetic.
At Life Alive.
At Life Alive in my apron and my Tufts hat. So,
yeah. Clean girl.
Yeah, we're clean over there.
Wow.
We're classy.
Sorry to all sync listeners.
Yeah.
We support you and we love
I've probably spent $1,000 at the sink, so I don't think they're too upset.
They might be.
Do you think that you make better coffee than the workers at the sink?
No. I don't know. It's been a long time. At my job, they actually don't even have espresso. Cool. They use cold brew concentrate.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, it makes me violent. like, because like, you can't call it a latte if it's made with cold brew concentrate. That's just like not what a latte is.
Mm.
But that's beside the
point. I thought you were okay with lying.
That's true. You have to lie about the things that matter.
Right.
This is just misleading. This is just misleading people into bad coffee.
Mm.
But I love the sink. I just think they wouldn't like me there.
You don't fit in.
No, I don't. I don't fit their aesthetic. I would like to.
Do you feel like you fit in at Tufts?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like transferring, do you feel like you fit in here more than you did at NYU?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, at NYU there was like every type of person, and at Tufts it's like less so.
Can you describe the Tufts person?
Ooh. Well, there's like a few like breeds, I feel like. There's like the athletes, which like just conjure up like the same image, like the big puffer coat or mm-hmm. the parka, and like, I don't know, they're like the athletes. I don't know anything about any of them. And then there's like, I don't know what, like ATO, Sync.
Those are under the same umbrella, I guess. Kind of, yeah,
like, you know, the yeah. like scary interview, the mm-hmm. like indie vibes, gay.
Whoa,
sorry,
bad word.
And then I don't really know, I guess. Yeah, I feel like there's actually a lot of different types of people at Tufts. It's just like there's like some broader categories, more so than there was at NYU, because NYU was like too big. Like there was like so many people that you can't categorize people.
Yeah.
So you feel more connected at Tufts?
I guess so. Yeah, I definitely do. That's why I transferred.
Okay.
Do you have a further question, Joey?
Why do you give me such a cheeky look?
I don't know.
Look?
That was a cheeky look. So you left NYU.
Yeah, I
did. You came here your sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Were you running away from something?
Running away from something at NYU? Are you, like, alluding to something?
No, just wondering.
No, I was really lonely and sad there, which is kind of, like, a depressing thing to bring up, so.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, guys. Oops. It was chill. I learned things.
What did you learn?
That you don't need to jump into experiences like that too soon. Mm. I don't know. And also, you only have yourself.
That's real? That's real?
Like, I don't know. It was just like, it was like, I was trying to be like all adult and like go to NYU. And then I was like, let me just go to college. Like, what am I doing?
Mm.
And
so you're not an adult?
No. I don't feel like one at all.
Where are you from?
Boston.
Mm, so you wanted to leave.
No, you're back.
I wanted to leave Boston. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I didn't apply to, well, IED to Brown.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Classic. Of
course. It wasn't really like my dream. Like, I wasn't like one of those high schoolers where I was like, oh, like, I need to go. Like, oh my God. Like, this is, I just like needed somewhere to ED. And it was like, ooh, like, it's Brown. Like, I'm not going to be mad if I get in.
Yeah.
And then obviously I didn't get in.
Were
and
you
then,
mad you didn't get in?
I was bummed that I didn't get in ED anywhere because all my friends in high school ED'd to colleges. And I wanted to be done.
Yeah.
And then I had like 4 more months of like the hellscape that was.
That is unfortunate.
College applications. Yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Hellscape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we said it twice, so.
Why can't you say hellscape?
Is it a swear word?
Radio
no.
Radio word?
It's a description of a place.
Yeah, true.
It is. It's a description of a time period in high school. Mm. So, yeah. And then I didn't apply to Tufts because I refused to apply anywhere in Massachusetts.
Look who came crawling back.
And now I, yeah, exactly, I'm back.
Do you, like, look down on people from Massachusetts?
No.
No.
Maybe certain parts.
Oh.
Like where?
Like Weston, I don't know. You guys know anyone from Weston? There's people no. I like from there, but it's just, like, it's the most wealthy town, I think, in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So people from there just
And then you
to
went
be.
To NYU.
Yeah.
So,
actually,
let's talk about that.
I find, I don't know, I don't want to like, I can't like really speak to this too much, but like, I find that people at Tufts are more like, than like at NYU.
Honestly,
does that make sense?
That, yeah.
Because Tufts is like private school, like Tufts is way, I was just talking about this the other day, like Tufts is like way more of a bubble. Like, it's such yes, a yeah. bubble. Oh my God.
Well, like, NYU is like not a bubble.
But that's the whole point. You're just out there
yeah.
by yourself doing your thing. And there's like people who try. I think like maybe like the Greek life at NYU, I never really even kind of went there. But my understanding of it is that they can be kind of that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there are definitely, like, the business school, like, has their own, like, business frat situation. But, like, you just can't be that way if you just, like, go to NYU. Whereas I think that, like, if you go to Tufts, you can.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, smaller and more compact.
Definitely.
Are you happy to be like that? Be a little more elitist?
That's why you came here.
That is what drew me back to Massachusetts. I was like, I just miss the elitist people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, I don't really know. I don't really think it's affected my experience too much. It's just something I've observed. Mm-hmm. But people talk about it more here.
Have you observed it in your sorority?
Oh, okay. We're going here. Yeah. I mean, Ivy's like... So I'm in the Ivy at Tufts. The
just
Ivy.
Just to clarify.
Do you want to describe what the Ivy is?
For Joey, who actually did not know what the Ivy was until yesterday when I had to tell him.
I'm a Kai-O Stan. Supporter.
You can be both.
No, I didn't.
Ivy versus Kai-O. Okay, so I joined Ivy last year because I... I joined Ivy last year because I had just gotten to Tufts. It's kind of like the sink, actually. It was the same girl, too.
Oh.
What do you mean, same girl?
I talked to this one girl, and we were just talking about like things to get involved in at Tufts, and she told me to apply to the sink, and she told me to rush. And I was like, okay.
Two amazing pieces of advice.
Have you talked to this girl since?
We like see each other around. We chat. She's a friend of a friend, so it's like...
Do you have any animosity towards her for the path she sent you down?
No. She helped. She was the... So basically, like, when I got to Tufts, I befriended a bunch of transfers, mm-hmm. and they're still, like, my really close friends. So she was, like, the... But one of them had this friend, like, from high school, mm-hmm. and that was her. So she was, like, the first person I met at Tufts who went here the year before. Because it was, like, before my classes started that we were, like, talking and stuff, and I was, like, meeting her. So she kind of told me what was what, like... Not really. I mean, in her niche at Tufts. Like... rush in the sink and stuff like that.
So is she into you?
Is she classic sink worker?
Is she not clean?
She low-key is clean girl aesthetic, though. But it's kind of a funny person for me to be meeting. But she's super nice, like super outgoing, and she's kind of involved in like random realms of Tufts.
Mm-hmm.
Like she rushed Ivy and ATO, and I think she really genuinely wanted both, which I always think those people are interesting.
Mm.
No hate.
Is she in either?
Yes.
Which one?
She's in ATO.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, she told me, she was like, are you rushing? And I was like, lol. I was like, no. And then she was like, oh, okay, yeah, because like I'm doing it, starts next week. I was like, why are you rushing? And she was like, because I thought it was for freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, like, it's for sophomores here. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, yeah, and, like, it's so chill, Charlotte. Like, it's, like, not, it's not, oh, like, those other schools. Like, whenever people describe Ivy to other people, I always hear them being, like, think of, like, Bama Rush. Like, it's not like Bama Rush.
We're not
like
other girls.
Like,
you're not like other girls.
It's kind of giving we're not like other girls.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
You're so different. You're so quirky.
We're, like, quirky.
Like, the Ivy at Tufts is probably the quirkiest.
Oh, like, I just pulled up to rush in my sweats because, like, I didn't even care.
I was like, don't care.
I'm like, messy girl aesthetic. Like, ugh. But that's what she was giving. But then I was like, oh, like, okay, like, maybe... and then I wandered over to their table at the club fair, and the girl who used to be the president of Ivy was a transfer, and I was with my transfer roommate, and she was like, oh my god, like she's the nicest person ever. Like, everyone I know who knows this girl absolutely loves her. Mm-hmm. She's just like an angel. And she was like, you guys should do it, like, it totally helped my experience. And lo and behold,
look where we are.
Look at that.
So, the Ivy is, you know, a big part of your Tufts experience.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite person in the Ivy?
I don't have one. I love them all. I love all my sisters.
Because you're sisters.
Because we're sisters. But don't take that too literally.
So you would die for your sisters? Do you, like, stand by everything that your sisters say?
Well, I actually don't know all my sisters.
Oh.
During Rush this year... we, like, did this, like, card-making event where we were, like, making cards for, like, sick children. Guys, I don't even know. And it was, like, a Rush event. I don't know. So,
that's,
like... yeah, I know. We don't need to get into the intricacies of that. I don't know who planned that one. But I was at my table, and we're supposed to, like, get them all to write down their names so that we can, like, remember who they are, because you meet so many people. And I, like, passed my phone around, and then I was like, oh, I only have, like, four names. Like, I'm missing one of you. And then they all, like, looked at me, and I was like, there's five of you. And then one of them was like, I'm in IV. Guys.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Oh, my God, sorry. And then she was like, it's chill. I've never seen you in my life. And oh. I was like, okay.
You're valid.
It was, like, so calm. So, yeah, I can't speak to, like, people I don't like in IV, because I don't even know them all.
So big.
It's so big. It's such a network of strong and powerful women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you don't have a least favorite person in the IV, what's your least favorite part of the IV?
That's a good question. I don't know. There's things I don't like.
Okay.
I don't like...
You could say them.
I know.
Don't be afraid.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm trying to think of what... or also, like, how to articulate it, because sometimes Ivy just has a vibe that I'm like, oof. Like, I don't want to be the girl that can just walk up to DTD and get in and be like sorry for context, like, like, I
don't just for context,
like, I don't want to be like a I feel like Ivy is perceived as like DTD groupies, and we kind of like, not we, because I don't associate with this, but like, Ivy, like, is very heavily associated with DTD, and like, I'll speak on it, I hate DTD. Like,
okay. Where were you last night?
I was at DTD.
Wow.
So. Yes. But, you know, sometimes you just have to enter spaces that aren't safe for
you. That actually brings us to another question we had, because why didn't you boycott DTD after a certain hate crime occurred?
That's a good question. I don't know. It was...
Are parties that important to you?
No, I actually... No. I don't know. Looking back, I kind of wish I had, but just no one really talked about it after it happened. Or at least no one at the time. I think if I was around the people that I hang out around now, mm-hmm. at that time, this would be different. But at the time, I mostly just hung out with Ivy people and like my transfer friends who don't really care mm-hmm. about what goes on at DTD.
So they don't care about hate crimes.
Do you want to give context to the hate crime, just so that
it was
it doesn't
I think anyone who's listening
I guess for context, last at the Delta Halls DTD Christmas party, a certain gay male was physically I don't want to say physically assaulted, because that's making it too much, but he was yelled at, screamed at, and
certain words.
They put his hands on him and like shoved him out physically of DTD because he was gay. And ever since then, he has not been back to DTD, even though he was a frequenter of the Delt parties. He has not been back since.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Does that make you feel bad?
Which, like, yeah. Oh my God. Terrible.
But not bad enough to.
I guess I didn't know anyone at. I guess I didn't even. I actually know. People around me were talking about it. I redacted that part. But, like, nobody I knew was boycotting about it. Nobody. No. It was
so
even.
So it's a cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a culture. Like, a culture problem.
So you're just a bystander.
The Ivy.
Yeah, I was, like, totally a bystander. Mm. But I don't know. I didn't even hear people talking about boycotting it. Everyone was just like, that was so bad. And then Ivy was like, we're handling it. But then they didn't. I don't even think they did anything.
They didn't handle it.
But I also didn't really learn the extent of the situation until this summer. Wow. I think in Talwar is when probably. I like kind of found out like what actually happened. Because it was also like the end of the semester and I was just busy with other things, and then winter break happened.
Didn't have time to do your own research.
Exactly.
Didn't have time to care about the queer community.
Yeah.
At Tufts.
It just like it didn't matter to you. You just use it as like a little badge of honor, maybe?
I don't know about honor.
Oh.
Dishonor. So
the queer community is a negative thing to be a part of.
No. I love being a part of the queer community.
Can you rank the LGBT acronym?
She had to think it through. She just thought it out for a second.
How many letters?
As many as you want to go.
You could include Q if you would really want to.
You can go IA.
Yeah, if your heart desires.
But we need at least four.
What? Guys, I can't rank them. They're all good for different reasons.
I'm just assuming that the G would be at the bottom based on this lack of boycotting.
Did you guys boycott DGD?
Yes, I haven't been once.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
I was actually also...
Joey had a...
You had your own interaction?
I was attacked by DTD.
Oh my god.
In a similar stance with another queer person. Not to create a narrative, but this is just something
this is the narrative
about.
You're
If this
creating.
Is just something that happened, then you can
this
talk about it.
This is at Halloween, so this actually occurred
almost
before.
A year ago.
What?
Yes.
I don't know if it's because you're gay,
dressed
though.
As Luigi.
I don't know if it's because you were gay.
Not in the Luigi costume.
Something to think about.
It's, you don't know if it was because he was gay.
I don't know if it was, Joey, personally.
We're going to keep going.
I don't know if it was.
Anyway.
So you're not going to rank it?
I can't. I don't have thoughts.
Is there a
Am
top?
Am I supposed
Is there
to?
A top? Yes. Is there a number one?
Everyone else is ranking.
Everyone else has.
So actually,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. If you had listened, you would know.
We can come back to this if you need more time. But
I don't know. I guess
it.
I just don't feel strongly. Oh. I have a lot of gay friends, like gay male friends. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll say... The G goes at the top.
Wow.
But then I also have a lot of lesbian friends, so I'll put lesbian second.
Okay.
So men are more important than women?
Yes.
Wow.
We can put the bisexuals at the bottom. Okay. That's me. So, like, I feel safe doing that. And then I guess the T can go in third place.
Wow. Something to think about.
Yeah. Speaking of ranking, do you want to rank the sororities on campus?
And fraternities. You could throw them in there.
I don't think I know all of them. There's Ivy and Talia.
Neither did I, so I can't.
Yeah. I know there's Kaio.
And there's Theta.
Theta. Okay. Okay, I talk about this actually frequently. I think the Kaio girls are so happy. I don't know what's going on in that house.
I think they are happy.
I think they're...
That's why I stan them.
I low-key stan them, too. Like, I was looking at their Instagram when I was, like... Like, with somebody, like, a few weeks ago, and I was like, they just all look so happy to be there.
I agree.
You see that big for their, Not Rush, but when they, like, accepted all their new members, they had a giant dinner at this, like, gorgeous dinner table that they set up with, like, pink bows everywhere.
No, like, they ate. Like, I...
Like, they're so girl.
I love
them. Like, they're very, like...
And who do... I feel like everyone I know in Kaio is just, like, so happy and nice. And I'm just, like...
And the Ivy is not like that.
No.
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 Heard it here first. Not nice people.
Not nice people in the Ivy. They don't try...
I'm scared of a lot of people in Ivy.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't feel negatively about anyone.
Well, it's not negative. It's like, I think they're bad people. They just kind of scare me.
And why do they scare you? You can name people if you want.
Well, I can't even really think of an example. It's just like a vibe. Mm. So like when I got into Ivy, I thought it was going to be like, okay, now it's like everyone's trying to meet new people. We're all going to like meet each other and become friends. But then I showed up to like the first like new member meeting, and it was like everyone was sitting in their friend groups.
Do you regret joining Ivy over another group?
I mean, if I had to be in any Greek life organization, I think I would be in Ivy. I think that if I went here freshman year, I wouldn't have rushed, but I'm glad I did, because being a transfer sophomore year and not knowing a single person here, like, it just instantly gave me 100 faces that I recognized on campus.
Yeah.
It was so, and it just gave me the confidence to, like, talk to people in my classes, join other clubs. So, I'm glad I did it.
Do you want to leave?
I've thought about it.
Wow.
Senior year?
Like, yeah, like, low-key. I kind of like, one thing I did like about Ivy is I met, like, a bunch of people in the year above me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm meeting a bunch of people in the year below, and that part's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, and I'm gonna like have a little. So
I know, and then like, you're gonna abandon them,
leave them for dead,
perhaps.
Wow.
But we would still be friends. But I don't know. I like, by the time senior year rolls around, like, am I really gonna leave Ivy? Like, that's too much work. I might as well just stay in it.
We have to pay still.
But that's true.
Wow.
That's very true.
You pay for friends.
Yeah.
In a sense.
I guess so. Someone just said that to me last night. But I actually don't have that many friends in Ivy. I have like 3 friends, so.
Not working out that
I thought,
well.
Yeah, I know, guys. I thought it was going to be like, this is going to be like how I make all my friends. And then I showed up and I was like, y'all. Like, so I guess going back to the thing of like people I'm scared of, I'm just scared of like the big cliques of girls who, they can like be very closed off, and they just kind of.
That don't support boycotts and, don't feel a certain way about the queer community, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And they are just there for GTD.
I think a lot of people are just there for DGD.
Wow.
Yeah. They're not actually invested in the sisterhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all male-centered.
Speaking of male-centered...
That's an interesting thing to say.
Just male-centered. We heard that the Ivy semi-formal is next Thursday.
It is.
Who do you hope you get as your mystery date?
I don't have anyone right now that I hope I get.
Do you have anyone you would not want?
Probably. Let me think. Well, I didn't sign up to have a female one.
We were going to bring that up.
Yeah, I was like, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Why was that?
Yeah, you claimed to be bisexual. And then look, you put on your Ivy mystery date form, men only.
And you put them last in the ranking.
Well, I am one, so I feel like...
Are you?
Really? Yes.
That's so valid. You're valid.
You're real.
No, let's get biphobic right now. Like, let's do it. I'm kidding.
Well, in the sense that...
Well,
you did put gay people high, so...
I just love gays.
Wow. But not bi people.
They're chill. I just feel like bi people are so neutral. No, I just feel like it's like...
They're not queer enough.
They're not real.
Well, no. Well, actually, I don't know. I did not put woman. People have been asking me about this. I did not put woman because I have dated 3 men now.
Oh.
And I've, like, I don't know. Like, I've been, like, seeing men since I was, like, I don't know, when I started, like, my first boyfriend when I was, like, 15 or 16. I'm just, like, used to them. I know how they work. And I feel like I have very little experience with women because I realized I was bi when I was, like, a freshman in high school and then immediately got into a long-distance relationship with a man.
Damn.
Ooh.
Freshman in high school or college?
Damn.
In college. Okay. In college. And then that ended a year ago, like, a little, like, end of fall semester. And then I had, like, a little bit of a gay moment, but, like...
Just a little one.
It was, like...
Just a baby.
Just, it was a moment. And it didn't go badly, but, like, it wasn't, like, the best experience ever. So now I'm just, like, kind of, like, okay, I don't need to just, like... I'm just going to stick with what I know for this one, because clearly I don't know how to handle women.
Mm-hmm. Were they freaky?
Who? The girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Freaky?
Perhaps. She might have been a little freaky. De freaky. Now I need to say, like, a PR response. All love to her.
we could actually hop back. We'll get back to the rest of that.
No, I had a feeling that was going to come up. Yeah.
Would you like to apologize for anything live on air that possibly was done to this person?
This was, like, okay, I think everyone gets one major fuck up.
Okay.
Like,
can't say that.
I'm so sorry. Screw up.
Continue.
Sorry, guys.
You had one.
I was doing so good. Everyone gets one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry to any children that might have been listening. That's not a real word.
Fudge up.
Everyone gets one major screw up, like, romantically. Like, where you just, like, totally mess up and you look back and you're like...
So you were totally in the wrong in this situation.
Yes. No, I don't think that I am, like, I was, like... I don't think that what I did was that bad, but it was just, like, I look back on it and I'm like, girl, like, there were just so many better ways. Like, so many ways. It was just such an avoidable situation.
Mm. You treated her like a man, you could say, maybe.
You were the man.
Well, I don't know. It was kind of, actually, it was, like, a very girly situation because I kind of felt like she was using me to get back at her ex.
Mm.
And I didn't really care because I was fresh out of a relationship.
So you were doing it to each other, in a sense.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't really think it was, like... Like, in the end, she's the one who told me she liked me.
Valid.
So, at the end of the day, she was the one who, like, was... I don't know, more vulnerable in the situation than I was.
So you were held back.
I was held back by what?
Like, from being...
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, because I felt like we weren't really that compatible.
Mm.
And even now, it's like, I don't really... This is the reason I don't feel that bad, is I don't really... Sorry.
So no apology.
No apology.
Well, no, hold on.
Continue.
I feel bad, but it doesn't, like, eat me alive every day, because she was completely fine after it happened. Okay. Like, my friends who are very close with her were like, yeah, she's fine. She doesn't care.
And do you ever see her on campus?
Yeah, all the time. Actually, she might be living in my house next year.
But is it cordial?
Yeah, totally. So totally. Cordial. It's so, so cordial. It's like, I don't know why. I'm like...
How long was it?
The whole situation?
Yeah.
She can't remember. It was so unimportant to her.
Oh my god. Low-key, like 3 to 4 months.
Wow.
That's a long time.
No, I'm like just realizing
that. Wait, that's
that.
A... I did not know that.
It started... It started like mid-February. And then... Well, it was like... It would be completely silent for 3 weeks. It wasn't like really that big of like a thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was.
Maybe she thought it was.
But she thought it was. She was like, I'm waiting for Charlotte to text me.
I don't... This is like... guys, wait. Actually, no. This is why I'm bad. I don't mean to sound like... a man, but this is why this is why I'm bad with women because I
you don't
I
understand
am.
women are too complicated.
Well, I just was no
too
like,
many feelings.
They're so emotional. No, it's just like I guess I have always been like the girl, the emotional one, the one that's like putting across the like kind of, or at least in my experience, the men I've dated have been very like,
bruh,
like. They don't take much figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a new experience to be with someone who was like as emotionally, I don't know what the word would be. Not like intelligent, but like just emotional as I was. Yeah. So I just like wasn't really anticipating that. And I think that's why I was so oblivious to what was happening. I low-key was the man now that I look back on it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I didn't
like
really.
Reflecting.
Yeah.
This is like a therapy.
Time, yeah.
And so just to be clear, like, do you support...
Ghosting. After 4 months.
No. Ooh. Well, when you say 4 months, it sounds
a
so
long time.
Added up, it was probably like 1 month spread out over 4.
Still was 4.
Yeah. Technically 4 months.
No, I don't support it. I did not eat at all. And I am sorry.
Crumbs are on the table.
Yeah. No, actually, we haven't talked about it, and I really think we probably should.
Whoa.
I think I'm going to at some point.
Good.
But,
like
the time
good...
hasn't been right yet.
Okay.
Maybe and she's listening right now.
Take your time with
she's
her.
She's definitely not. But if she is, I'm so sorry for talking about this. You probably don't want me to.
Well, here we are.
Well, I was asked about it, so.
Well, you were in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, this is the situation that makes me look bad, so.
Well, yes.
I'm. Well, yeah. Well, yes. But, yeah, I didn't really eat there, and... There, I feel like we didn't even say what actually happened. I ended up just like completely ghosting her by accident. Mm. Well, it wasn't by accident, but
on purpose.
But it also wasn't on purpose. I just literally forgot.
Oh,
you did
so
not
irrelevant
care
after
about
4
her.
Months that she just.
I did care. I thought it wasn't important. I just couldn't fathom that it was important to her. I just
wow.
Whoa. I just felt like we were incompatible, and she agreed. I just really thought she was on the same page with me about that.
Apparently
not. Yeah. So. And also, like, it happened like right when I was like. A lot of other things were happening, and I was gearing up to leave for Talwar, and I was just like, trigger warning, Talwar.
Yeah.
Let's keep that to yourself right now.
So, yeah.
You're valid.
I flopped, basically.
But then
she, like, ate me up. Like, actually. Like, I came back, and my situation had flopped, and she was, like, seeing this man who was treating her so right. So I was like... Like
she got you.
Yeah, no, she got me
so
good.
So karma got you in the end of the day.
Exactly, which is why I don't feel that bad, because it's like, well,
yeah,
you saw how it worked out for me, so it's not like...
So you left her for a man?
In the sense?
Well, perhaps.
Oh! Here we back. Here we are again, back at the common denominator.
Men.
Over women.
Men over women.
So we're not freaking anymore, girls. For a little bit.
No, I would. Yeah. Well.
I don't think about that.
I don't
want
to
think about that one. Guys.
No.
I mean, slide into the DMs.
I mean, I would love to date a girl, like have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I would love that. But I just don't. I haven't ever entered like the other than this whole
debacle.
Dumpster fire that we just talked about. I haven't really dipped my toes in, like, the tough dating pool of women. And after that, I'm just, like, a little bit scared.
Afraid, yeah.
So I think I would rather it just happen. Like, with men, it's, like, I'm more willing to, like, put myself out there, have a mystery day, like, whatever. Because it's just, like, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I think the women trajectory I'm going to have is just going to take longer because it's going to, I need to,
Do you think at another party, maybe you'll check that, that women box?
Are you hinting at something? Or just like any party?
Any party
just any, like any mystery date you'll get?
Not this one, obviously, because you only checked men.
Actually, I said either, but preference to man.
Okay.
Ooh, so again, men over women.
Men over women. Well. But in the future, maybe what we're hearing is... It will be 50-50.
No.
No, it's, we're actually not hearing that, actually.
I don't know if we are hearing that.
I don't know. Guys, I actually don't know. I haven't explored my sexuality very much. So...
Ladies, as I said again.
No, like ladies.
Slide,
like,
slide into the DMs.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to be more apprehensive and weird than if you were a man.
Which is valid. You're valid.
I don't want it to be that way. I would love to just be like super confident around women. But women are hotter. Like more, like I said, more emotionally aware and intelligent.
You can't just play them.
Actually, this is all about women being above men. Like I can deal with men. Like a male mystery date and it goes badly, like fine. But I don't want to deal with like a female mystery date going badly. That just sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that we brought this around.
We brought it
to women empowerment.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
I feel the empowerment in the room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only man.
Bring down a man real quick. The man that was after. This girl.
I really hope he's not listening right now.
Is there anyone you want an apology from?
I actually low-key got mine, so.
Do you feel like it was meant or heartfelt?
You
meant it.
Yeah.
No.
It's.
Yes, no, I don't think he's the type of person to lie about that. Or like. I don't know. Like, yeah, but I don't know. He told me I'm a really nice person.
Ooh.
I know. So, like, whatever That's you want to awesome. Interpret that, like, you just interpret that in your own way. Some people might love hearing that when they're getting apologized to. Some people might be like, ooh, why did you say that? I am one of those people, probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think that means it was, like, it's like, it was, I don't know. I don't know.
If one of these types of relationships, how they ended, had to occur again, which would you choose?
Would you rather be the ghoster or the, well, not ghosted, but.
I don't even know.
Ended.
The ended.
Oh, geez, guys, that's brutal. Oh, I would much rather be the second one. Both of them are terrible. But it just sucks knowing you did something bad. Like, I felt terrible.
You'd rather be the victim.
And I still think about it. And it's like, I want to say sorry, but now it's like too late. So I'm like, I think about this sometimes.
Super
I'm
too
like,
late.
Exactly. So I will, but I'm kind of just waiting for like.
The right moment.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the moment hasn't presented itself. But like, that's not a fun way to feel. And that's why I think everyone gets to do it once and then you learn what it feels like. And then you're
one
like.
One mistake?
Whoa.
And karma. Karma gets you.
Yeah, it does. It will. It
like JoJo
it got
Siwa
me,
said.
Like it got me good. Like JoJo Siwa said, literally.
I just want to bring up a common theme between these two people. They're both
blonde.
Very blonde. Is this a pattern on purpose?
No, I think they were both my first blondes.
Wow.
Wait. Let me think of this. True. Yeah.
Do you think blondes have more fun?
Maybe.
Do you think blondes are better?
No. Blondes are seen as basic.
Well,
it's low-key, actually no, they don't have more fun because it's low-key a boring life. People don't care about the fact that I'm blonde.
We have evidence from your past that you believed that blondes were better than other people from an account called The Blonde Nation.
Oh my god, the blonde nation.
And there's a photo of Charlotte on it from 2017 that says,
I forgot about this.
Here is Charlotte and she is semi-blonde, but we accept her. So people who aren't blonde won't be accepted into this exclusive community. Just probably like the Ivy, honestly.
Wow. Very clicky.
I kind of forget. Oh, actually, the people from this year weren't my first blondes. Because my first kiss in high school was a blonde. We were watching the Hilary Duff A Cinderella Story in his movie theater basement.
Oh,
wow.
That's
so gay.
And
yeah, that is.
And I'm pretty sure he's gay. He goes to USC now, and I think he's like the Kappa sweetheart.
Oh,
And he, I think he was one of the people that ran this account. That's what just made me think of that.
And so he...
They actually didn't... I remember this. They didn't run that post by me. But I was in 7th grade and they were all in 8th grade and they posted it and I felt so cool.
Because you were blonde.
Because they were posting me.
Because you're blonde. They were only posting you because you're blonde.
I actually feel like I wasn't blonde at that time though. Well, so
they said
I don't
you
really
were
know.
Semi. You were they semi. Said you're semi.
But they accepted
only
me.
Only half.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Charlotte. Here's the transition. Now it's time for Charlotte to read a PSA.
Ooh, I get to read
you
it?
You get to choose whichever one you want.
I read one the other day. Okay. Probiotics PSA. Okay. Well, let's do the probiotics PSA. Okay. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Wow.
Let's make yogurt.
What
from
a
yogurt.
PSA!
Let's
that
do
was.
It.
Do you think there'll be yogurt at the Buddhist retreat?
Oh,
the next one?
No, I actually think they like bring all vegan food there. Actually, no, they had cheese.
Liar again.
Yeah, just following the pattern.
These past 2 years, you've gone on the Buddhist retreats at Tufts.
I do not self-identify as a Buddhist.
Yeah, so
I'm sure that's where we're going with this.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Why are you invading their space?
I don't know how many people there are in the club that actually do identify as Buddhist.
Ooh.
So I don't really feel like it's like me and then like a bunch of Buddhists. Like.
So you're just part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's run by, we have a chaplain and there's like.
We, as in you as a Buddhist or?
We the club. We the people of the Buddhist Tufts Buddhist Mindfulness Sangha. We have a chaplain and she's Buddhist. Actually, she just left, but whatever. She's Buddhist and I feel like if it were an issue, she wouldn't do it.
I feel like that's fair.
Like, I feel like I have her permission to be in it.
Are
by
you excited
her running
for the
it. I already went on it.
Oh, woo! How was it?
It was lit. I have nothing interesting to say about it. No, yeah, it was just
it
really
wasn't
nice.
Interesting.
Oh, so boring. no, it was really nice. It's like I feel like the first month at Tufts is really fun but also really insane.
Did you learn anything on it?
On the Buddhist retreat?
Mm-hmm.
This one or last year's?
At all. Are you like at least learning about the culture?
Oh yeah. We do like a lesson about Buddhism. He sat under a tree and then he reached
Who's
enlightenment.
He?
The Buddha.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speak his name.
Do you want to share anything with the radio show about Buddhism?
I don't know. I guess.
So I guess you didn't learn.
I'll share my favorite Buddhist. His name is Thich Nhat Hanh. He died, but he like founded this like monastery called Plum Village, and you guys should all read his books because they're really good.
Thank you for that.
And they're a good introduction to Buddhism.
Great.
That's what I have to share.
That's our kind part of the hour.
Kindness moment kindness right after moment. The PSA too.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Another kindness moment. We're gonna bring it back for the short kings real quick. How short is too short for a guy? If you see like a 5'6" guy down the street, get away from me. Or like, oh, I'm okay with that.
I've been with shorter. Two of my ex-boyfriends were like. Well, I don't know.
For context, how tall are you?
I just learned this. I'm 5'5.5".
Okay.
Thought I was 5'6", whatever.
Oh.
I know. It was a really disappointing moment I had at my pediatrician's the other week.
You still go to the pediatrician?
Yes. And I'm not
ashamed.
And
that's so valid. That's valid. That's valid.
Anyone else here go to their pediatrician?
Anyone else go to the children's hospital? So
did you go to the children's hospital?
Of course
hospital?
I did, because the line was shorter. Let's continue.
No, the pediatrician is lit. I just went the other day, and they were like, don't leave. And I was like, great, I'm coming back next year. And I made my appointment for next year.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's right.
And it is a little off-putting, though, because I went there last semester when I had pneumonia, and it was like me struggling to breathe in the same room as this like 15-year-old boy and his mom. And I was like, well. Anyways, we just got sidetracked.
Don't avoid
five,
the question.
I'm 5'5", and I don't know. I've never been with a guy shorter than me. I mean, that's pretty short, guys. I'm not going to lie.
5'5"?
But I feel like I can go pretty short.
The average is 5'8". Think about that.
I actually think about this, too, with women. Is like, I don't know if I could really be with a girl shorter than me. Because the idea of, like, being the taller one, I just don't think it suits me.
So anyone,
like I don't think I give like taller person in the relationship energy.
So anyone above 5'6",
HMU
DMs are open.
Yeah.
Anyone under?
Do not reach out.
No, they can be open. I don't know.
So you could be charmed by a short king.
Yes, I've dated short kings.
Shorter than you?
No.
So that's what we were talking about.
Do you not think like a 5'8" man is a short king?
They are a short king, but if we're talking,
I've been with two of them.
The truest short kings. The 5'3".
The real.
Okay, so like the pure short kings.
The pure.
We're telling them to get
it. I haven't had the opportunity. So, it's definitely not my type, but if the opportunity arose and everything else was there.
Is your type just like tall blonde?
Tall blonde.
Blue eyes. Blue
messy.
Eyes.
Freaky.
Freaky. Yeah, I don't really know what my type is. It's kind of been all over the place.
Just
so
not
far.
Short.
Just not short.
Or than you.
Did one of my friends give you guys like a quote about me like not liking short people?
No, we asked.
Is this just
every,
like is this like a common episode. Theme oh. in your life?
It's in every episode.
I was just wondering. Again, I was like, do they have something on me like saying I hate short people?
would this be something that you've said before?
I don't think so.
Well, like, but it seems probably, like you're scared.
You self-reported on that one.
Yeah.
I've probably been talking about people? A guy and been like, oh, he's short. It's I'm going to say, it's definitely not a pro.
Okay.
But it's not like a deal breaker.
I think
if they were shorter than me, that would be weird for me.
This might have been the first one where the short kings, they
haven't
got hit.
And I knew it.
They got hit.
No one hates on the short. I mean, I don't want to hate on the short kings.
You kind of look young.
I've literally dated two of them.
5'8" is still...
5'8" is short, guys. That's like 2 inches taller than me. The real issue here is like, it's not about them being short. It's about me being taller. I don't want to be taller than them.
You want to be the girl.
I can't handle all that.
Heels,
well,
do you have to be shorter?
I don't really wear heels, but...
If you were to
She's
wear
not
heels.
Like other girls, Joey.
No. I went to prom with my boyfriend and I wore heels.
And you were taller than him?
And I was a little bit taller than him.
And how did you feel about that?
I felt fine. Okay. We ate.
Okay. Didn't last, though.
No, we broke up for college.
Wow. Do you miss him?
Yes. He's bisexual now, too.
Oh, made them all gay.
You make them gay.
I really did.
Common theme.
Wait, I bet someone told you about this. That's like the messiest thing I've done.
What?
Let's bring that up.
Oh, really? Okay. So I was dating this guy in high school. I went to a very small high school. My class was like, wow, this is self-reporting. My class was like...
We didn't know about this.
Well, this is the only stuff that makes me like... is like tough stuff because it's like ooh. But like we can talk about the shit I got into in. Sorry. Ooh. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No. The poo that she
poo that
got
I got into
you.
In high school, guys. I'm sorry.
Continue.
The stuff I got into in high school, because it's irrelevant now. But I was dating this man for like almost a year. We dated for like all of senior year of high school, and then we were like, okay, like we need to break up because like college, like that. He goes to WashU, so like. And we were in like when I met him, I only really had like one really close, like best friend. Cause it was like fresh out of COVID. And then I kind of got close with like his friends and I ended up being in the same math class as like his best friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe you can see where this is going. I ended
Did
up being
with the best friend.
I ended up being in the same math class as his best friend, and the best friend and I got really close. And then we ended up in this friend group with my best friend, him, and a few other mutual friends like in the circle. I wouldn't... Well, hold on. Don't be making that face just yet, because I'm still dating the first one. But we're all friends. But he was like tweaking, and he was like, you can't be friends with my friends. And I was like...
Looky valid. Looky valid.
No, like...
No.
But it was like senior year of high school. Like, remember when everyone was just friends?
But like...
We didn't hang out alone
either. Were you dating at this point still?
Yes.
Yeah. But like, we didn't hang out alone. We would just do math together, like at school, and like.
But where did it lead?
Oh, he was also the only other person I knew who hadn't gotten an ED somewhere, and we were both choosing between two major schools and couldn't pick.
See, we're in this together.
So we were kind of in that together, and we would talk about it because I had just gotten into WashU. It was WashU or NYU in high school, and my ex-boyfriend, who had gotten in already, ED, was like, "Don't go to WashU." I know, guys. And then
did that actually affect your decision?
I think it probably did a little bit, but I told myself it didn't. But
wow.
He was like, "I don't want you to go." Like, whatever.
So a man was controlling your life.
Basically.
Okay.
So, so then, yeah. Then we broke up, whatever. And then I was still friends with the other guy. And because at this point, like, our friend group has gotten, like, very close. Mm-hmm. But the best friend, my ex-boyfriend kind of got, like he kind of removed himself from it. I don't really know. And then he freaked out at the guy that we were both friends with and was like, "You shouldn't be friends with my ex." Which, like, was low-key valid. But also, we were, like, friends. So... like
pick a side.
And then they just kind of like grew apart, and then the friends and I got closer, and then the friends and I ended up dating, and that was the long distance relationship I was in for an entire year.
Do you feel bad?
Do you think
I really wish I could sit down and talk to my first boyfriend about it and be like, genuinely there was zero overlap, like, because there really wasn't. Like, I had no idea that was gonna happen, and it happened like 3 months after I broke up with the first one. Like, I just, so I don't feel bad because I know that, like, it wasn't like malicious. Like, it wasn't like there. It really was innocent. But like, I know how it looks, and I'm just like,
wow. He probably has a lot of hatred towards you.
Yeah, I think he probably really does not like me.
That's, but
I
don't turn bisexual.
What?
Which one do you miss?
The first one.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, karma again, guys.
Wow.
I just ended up. Not actually having that much in common with the second one, and being in this like weird relationship for an entire year, and then afterwards being like, bruh.
Is it because your passions didn't align?
Yes, it is. You know this.
What were his passions?
So one day in June, I was like, ugh, like, I don't know. I really feel like we have nothing in common anymore. He just wants to sit on the couch all day. I know. Ooh.
What's wrong with that? Some people like to sit.
Not much, but like, it got boring fast. I was like, girl. And then I was like, thinking about it, I was like, does he even really have any passions? And then I was like, oh, he is passionate about stand-up comedy. Yeah, let that sit, let that one sink in.
We don't have to dive deep in that one. I think that says enough.
Yeah,
it says plenty.
Did he do stand-up?
But there's nothing
comedy?
Wrong with people who do stand-up
he
comedy
is.
On campus.
Yeah.
Of course.
No hate, but like, he's in like the stand-up comedy club at Berkeley. Oh. And
how do you feel about the
apparently,
stand-up comedy club at Tufts?
I've never seen any of their work.
Wait, apparently what? You're gonna say something?
Apparently his like top selling joke right now is about me.
What is it?
I don't really know. I heard it like through the grapevine and by that point my friend was like, I don't know what it is, but apparently it's,
she knows.
Apparently it's kind of freaky. Let's just say that. I'm like,
everything becomes freaky.
Everything becomes freaky.
I can't escape it, guys.
You
can't escape the freaks. But yeah,
maybe it's you.
Yeah,
I think
maybe you're the problem.
I'm definitely the problem.
She's emotionally unavailable towards women. I think
I would like to be more emotionally available. They just actually, when it comes down to it, it's just that women scare me
because women are scary.
Women are better than men, so they're more scary.
This is low-key challengers if you think about it.
I've never seen it.
In what way?
She's Tashi. The first
and
guy was
the,
Patrick,
the best friend.
And then the,
oh, lo, yeah, low
really,
key.
And then the best friend.
Guys, I was just trying to live out my challenges fantasy.
You were.
Like,
yeah.
You're so Zendaya.
I'm so, oh yeah.
So Zendaya.
We're like the same, basically.
You loved date short kings.
No.
those were the two short kings in question.
How tall were they?
Like 5'8", 5'9".
Wow.
Yeah, they were mini.
Oh.
Controversial.
Wow.
So 5'8", 5'9" is classified as mini. Let's just get that on the record.
And anyone below that just doesn't exist. Any man.
Micro.
Yeah.
Micro.
I think for our final
we're coming to the
question,
end of our show.
Yeah. I want to ask you, what did that Bob do?
What that Bob do?
Yeah, what that Bob
what
do?
What that Bob do?
The Bob was too powerful for even me. I had to say goodbye.
Get rid of it.
I couldn't handle the power of the Bob. the fob, as some have called it.
Do you think that when you had your bob, you had a sharper bob than Keiko?
I haven't really seen Keiko's bob up close. Mine was, mine was like sharp though. Like it was blunt all around. Like it was like, the bob was like, no hair was a different length than the other. Like they were all, it was like that was what the bob gave. So I don't know what Keiko's bob gives, but if it gives, then maybe it is sharper than mine.
Wow.
Who at Tufts couldn't pull off a short bob?
Do
you think Carrera could rock a short bob?
What is your hair texture like? Is it like short. Is this naturally what it's like? I kind of think you could pull it off.
Ooh. I personally don't think I could. So I think
you have to like accept the bob,
and it turns you into a different person. The bob.
Did it make you gay?
It might have.
Did you have the bob when the...
The gay happened at the same time as the bob.
So now that the bob is gone, do you feel...
Oh, shoot,
less
guys.
Less sinful?
Well.
In the sense that...
I might bring back the bob someday. It's just like... The main reason I got rid of it is like, first of all, it gets really exhausting having people ask you about your bob. Guys,
well, so do you
awful.
Feel like you're being like, what's the word? I don't remember the word. Do you feel like you're being targeted?
Yes. Targeted.
Because you have a bob. Discriminated against. Because of
no.
Your bob.
No, people love the bob. But like they love the bob a little bit too much. Like they're like, oh my god, I love your bob. And you're like,
it's a high
do you love the bob? Like you don't love the bob. I know you don't love the bob.
So was it just like inner turmoil that really killed the bob?
It just started growing. And then in Trigger Warning Talwar, it kept growing because I couldn't get a haircut because I was in Trigger Warning Talwar.
Oh.
And I could do more things with my hair. All of a sudden, there were ponytails, there were braids, there were... it was just like... The opportunities were endless now that the bob was gone. The bob is limiting. You have to, like, rock the bob every day.
Every day.
And every morning, you choose the bob.
The bob chooses
No, literally. Literally, that was me every day.
Wow.
And I don't... Yeah, I could own it for a little, but...
Not
forever.
But yeah. You'll go back one day.
One day.
And then you'll turn gay.
Maybe. It was nice to have all the hair off my neck.
The weight off your shoulders.
Feel the weight on your skin.
And now you're weighed down by...
Your hair.
Yeah.
Your hair. A metaphor, maybe.
Oh, so true.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. How do you feel that the show went?
I really hope a few certain people weren't listening. I wasn't expecting us to get into like the intricacies of... I can't believe you can be this messy on the radio.
Well,
yeah, this is our
this
whole
is
bit.
What we do.
No, I know, but like I kind of thought it was messy and like I don't know. But yeah, I feel fine.
Yes.
I don't hate gay people.
Let's clear that,
up. Yeah, anything you want to clear up at the end of the show.
To anyone I've been romantically involved with at Tufts, I don't care. I've moved on. I hope you have too.
Well, apparently you have.
I
very
know.
Quickly.
Wow.
With that one.
No, I just like, I don't want them to be like, why is she talking about me on the radio? Like,
We did bring it up.
Yeah, it was like,
it was proper.
Like, sorry guys. Love to you all. And I'm bisexual and proud, but I'm too scared of women to have a mystery date.
You're so valid. You're valid.
<That's all. laughs>
Women are scary because they're hot and awesome.
Bi visibility.
Bi visibility. Happy bi visibility.
Exactly. And yeah, that's what we'll leave you with. So thank you again for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO meant for Top Street from Radio. And Joey will play us out.
Woo! Nope. And bye.
Bye.
And Joey, where is the song?
And I did the wrong one. And bye.
Stories never told. Secrets will unfold. Laughter and some tears. We'll face all our fears.